A 4-year pilot program for rail inspections through the Public Service Commission will end in July, but the PSC wants to keep that program going. It's been asking the legislature to make it permanent. It's funded through a diesel fuel tax that railroads pay. The program has 2 inspectors.
They have completed almost 900 inspection days between the two of them, so about 450 inspection days each.
Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk says the inspectors have found about 6,000 defects.
Defects are issues that, if left unaddressed, become more severe problems and could ultimately lead to a problem that could cause a derailment or that type of thing.
Fedorchuk says the railroads are not fined for those defects, but they do need to take care of the defects. She says inspectors have also issued 92 violations.
Violations are more serious problems that are detected by the inspectors and identified. And those issues can require the railroad to put the cars or the track portion out of service for a time until the repairs are made.
Fedorchuk says the railroads are vital to North Dakota's economy.
And so it's essential that North Dakota have a system that operates safely and efficiently.
Fedorchuk says since the program began, mainline accidents are down, as is the amount of damage.
I'm not sitting here saying that the program is the sole reason for that. There's a lot of reasons for that decline, one of which is the huge investment that the railroads themselves are making in safety and safety improvements and new technologies. But certainly having a couple more inspectors out there who are finding defects, finding them ahead of time, and working with the railroads to make sure that they're addressed also contributes to improving the safety of the system.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.